1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. If you have your place, stand with us in honor reading the Word of God. We'll begin this evening. We'll look at verse 15 and 16. And we'll just try to mind the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 says, the Bible says, "But if I tarry long, and thou mayest know how, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in the glory." Amen. I won't preach just a little while tonight. It's got to be my help. I try not to be too long on this talk. The mystery of godliness. Amen. The mystery of godliness. Now the Bible speaks here of this, and Paul's a talking to young Timothy again. We looked at the writings of Paul this morning to Timothy, and we see in 1 Timothy chapter 3 that he's speaking to him. He said, this is how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God. We ought to be mindful of the house. Realize that it is God's house. Amen. This is not our house. Amen. This is not a place that belongs to us. This is a place that belongs to God. Amen. We come here to worship Him, but this is not the house of God. I won't say this is the house of God. Our flesh is where God lives. That's where flesh. This is a place where we come to worship Him, and we come to sustain the flesh so we can give it the strength and the power and the help and the hope and encouragement that it needs for the journey. That'll help us every day of our life so that we can be drawn by God. Amen. If you're drawn by God, if we're kind of like that gnat drawn to light, praise God, and we just keep going to light, we'll end up one day in glory. Amen. Because there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and that light's the Lord Jesus Christ that's shining forth that men might see, praise God. But I'm sad to say that there's a lot of people just don't like the light. Amen. They just don't want the light that marks the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's shining forth. It seems like the world don't want it no more. But I thank God I love the light. Amen. I don't like running around in the dark. Amen. I like the light. I like the light to be on. I like it to be shining. I like it to be present. I like to know where the light's going to be. Amen. So that I can stay in it. And it can help my heart. Praise God. So we see here, he's speaking to it. And he said that the church is the living God. And he said it's the pillar. He said that's that solid thing that's found, that foundation, the ground of the truth. Amen. That supports all the truth that Paul's trying to tell Timothy about in the Word of God. It's the truth, praise God. It's God's truth that'll set us free. It's God's truth that'll make us into that what God would have us to be. And we see that truth. And the truth, praise God, the mystery of godliness, hey, it's not hid. It's something to be proclaimed, amen. It's that mystery of godliness is something that should be shouted out everywhere we go. Amen. The gospel's not hid. God makes it plain that the gospel's out there for all folks to see. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in verse number 2, the Bible says this, "But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Amen. So he's speaking the truth through the conscience, amen, that the conscience might know and believe that the heart could be changed. What it does, remember I talked about the Holy Spirit of God, he takes it and puts it in your head and he massages that and works it down in your heart. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people's got it in their head, but they ain't got it in their heart. Amen. It gets that, it goes from your head to your heart, praise God, it changes you. Hey, whether you want to or not, it'll change you from the inside out to make you into that what God would have you to be. But it says in verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded," or he said verse 3, he said, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." Amen. The only gospel that's hid is the one to lost people. They don't understand it and they don't want it. And they don't own it. You know, but there's a lot of folks that claim to be Christians that don't want the gospel. They don't want, we was talking about some folks before church about it. There's a lot of folks that don't want the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Because they don't want to change their way of life. Amen. But I want to say, God changes you, it's for the better. He'll change you in a different direction, amen, from where the way you've been going. And there's a lot of folks, listen, the way that they've been going ain't been working real well. But it amazes me, they keep plowing on in the same direction. And I've asked several here lately, I said, "How's that working out for you?" They said, "Well, it ain't doing no good." I said, "Well, why not change directions?" We can't keep going in the same direction and expect a different result. Amen? Said the gospel is hid to those that are lost. They said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of who? Christ. The glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Amen. So Paul's telling us here, he said, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about that manifestation of God Almighty that we're trying to see. And he said, it's the mystery of godliness. He said, it's a mystery, but it's not a hid mystery. He said, it's something that God in every essence of His being is trying to proclaim to us, to show us, amen, so that we can get help in this present world. So that we don't have to go around helpless. Amen. God gives us help, praise God, if we'll receive what He's got for us. And He informs us in what we need. Look back at 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, God begins to lay out some information, amen, about what we need. And He says, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, He says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, thanks, and giving of thanks be made for all men. He said, this is the first thing, praise God. He said, I exhort therefore. He said, I'm encouraging you in this line. You know what's going to get America back? Hello? Amen. Prayer. Prayer. God's people praying is what's going to get God back. God's people calling out, praying and supplication, calling out God on behalf of those that's lost, those that's struggling, those that's gone astray, praise God. That's what's going to change things. Amen. We keep hollering this and hollering that, hollering gun control and this and that and other. We need to be hollering for God. Amen. Be calling out to the Lord that He'll get a hold of hearts, praise God. Turn them around, praise God. Focus them on what's right, amen. Snatch the devil out of them and put God in. Amen. That's what'll change things. He said, and what's going to take to do that is prayer. A praying of the saints. Praise God. He said, for kings and for all that are in authority. Amen. That's for government officials. We need some godly government officials. Amen. Well, we know, you know how to get those? You go down to the polls, praise God. You hold them accountable. Hold their feet to the fire. And if they don't do what God requires, then you boot them out and you put somebody else in. Amen. You say, preacher, I believe the church ought to stay out of politics. Where does the Bible say that? Amen. We're supposed to stand up for godliness. Amen. And we ought to vote our heart, our conscience, praise God. We ought to vote with the Word of God. Amen. We ought to boot the rascals out, the scoundrels out, and put somebody in that'll stand for the truth. Amen. We can do it. You go through about two cycles and them rascals getting booted out. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or a moose from Canada. Praise God. If they're against God, then we got to get rid of them. Amen. Put them down the road and seek somebody that'll help us. Amen. That'll do what's right for the cause of Christ. He said, but we need to pray for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. There's not much of that up in Washington. Not much godliness, and there's definitely no honesty. Amen. You get that through the Lord Jesus. But look what he says in verse 3. He said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Amen. To be testified in due time. So God gives us, Paul lays down the information for young Timothy here. He said, this is all you need to know about God and godliness to head out, praise God, in the right direction. Amen. He said, what's pleasing to God and that men should be saved. And what's pleasing to God is all men, verse 4 said, should come to be saved. Amen. Amen. He said, what's pleasing to God is come under the knowledge of the truth. So we know what truth is. Amen. And then verse 5, he says, there's one God. Amen. You believe that? Amen. There's one God. And there's one mediator between men and God. Christ Jesus, our Savior, our go-between, amen. He's there to do that. So he gives us this information. So we know, and he said in verse 6 that he gave himself a ransom for just a few. No, he said he gave himself a ransom for all. Amen. For all men. He paid the price for all. So that all men could be free. Amen. See, we live in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. Amen. People, men and women, praise God, it's not afraid to stand up and stand for something. Amen. I'm glad we do. Because if you look around the countries around us, praise God, they're falling for everything. Amen. And the wickedness has already got a hold of them. It's just about devoured some of these other countries. Britain don't know whether they're washing or hanging out. And what they've done, they've opened doors. They've allowed the devil to come in. They've tried to associate themselves with him, praise God. And they've destroyed their people. They've destroyed their country. They've destroyed their land, amen. And there's a time that God said, it's time to wake up. Amen. God give us an example with Israel and Judah. Amen. He said that he told when one was messing up, he'd point to the other and said, this is what you need to do. He said, see how they're messing up. Amen. We ought to be looking at that. We ought to be looking all around us and saying, what can we do? Because we're messing up. We're coming short of the glory of God. And we need help. Amen. But he said he had testified. Amen. He gave himself a ransom doll to be testified in due time. A testimony on time. Amen. It wasn't late. But it was right on time. On time in the right time, praise God. Jesus came, He lived, He died, He died for the sins of the world, for your sin and mine. Right on time, just as it was predicted, just as it was written, just as the prophets of old, just as God had said it would be in the end. And God laid it out for us. He made plans for us. In Isaiah 53:8, He said, for the transgression of my people was He stricken. Amen. He was a ransom for His people. He was a ransom, not only for His people, but for you and I. He went to the cross of Calvary for them, and He went to the cross of Calvary for me and you. Amen. To pay the price on Calvary. Bless His holy name. That's what God did for us. But we see here Paul's talking to young Timothy into chapter 3 about that goodness of God. And he said the church, he said that church, he wasn't talking about that building. He was talking about that body of believers. He's talking about those that come together, praise God, that body of believers, those that's been born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know who they are because they're different people. They're a little peculiar. Amen. They love the Lord, praise God. They're not ashamed of gospel songs. They're not ashamed of gospel preaching. They're not ashamed of gospel people, gospel living people. Amen. They love the things of God, praise God. But he says that mystery, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. The godliness that we have, a God-wordness, if you will. Amen? A direction, a godliness toward Him that helps us along this way. Amen? The mystery of godliness. Now he says, and God was manifest in the flesh. Now they was a fellas writing in here, and he said, I was a reading after one time, and he had these words in there, and it kind of throwed me. He said, it says, he who was manifest in the flesh. And Brother Charles, I read that, and I said, well, wait a minute. Something's messed up. My Bible says God was manifest in the flesh. So I got I had the question. I said, who is he who? Amen. Who is that? Amen. Manifest in the flesh, that could be me and you. Amen. Wasn't you manifest in flesh, Brother Bill? I can see you. Flesh and bone and blood. Sitting there in a pew. Was he talking about Brother Bill? No, he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what they're doing? They're trying to take away from the deity of our Savior. They're trying to bring Him down to be who me and you are. That's who they're trying to do. Amen. They're trying to take away from His deity and trying to bring Him down. Amen. To where me and you are in our life, where we fail and come short every day. I said, well, He was just a man like me and you. Amen. He was 100% man in the flesh, but praise God. But He's also 100% God. He that knew no sin, praise God. Amen. How? Because He didn't participate in it. He was tried and tested. Amen. The Spirit come upon Him, and He was tried and tested, but He never gave in. Amen. Offered Him kingdom without any sacrifice. And He said, no, thank you, devil. I'm just going to trust in God. Amen. I'm going to get it the way I come to get it. Amen. I'm going to come to get it through being a sacrifice for Him. So we see this mystery of godliness. And we ask ourselves, now, but the Bible teaches us that in order to figure out what God's trying to tell us, He has us ask some questions. He asks us who, what, when, where, and why. Amen. If you read your Bible and study it and you write and you look for the who, what, when, where, and why, praise God, your Bible will begin to make more sense to you. Amen. So we see this, He's saying the who, amen, it was God manifest. Now, the world would have us to believe that was just somebody. I will say it was somebody, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came and was manifest in the flesh. That's who it was. Amen. And that word manifest means to make clear, to see plainly. Amen. When they looked at Him, He wasn't some kind of shadow or a ghost out there, praise God. He was the Lord Jesus Christ manifest in the flesh. And He dwelled among men. Amen. He walked this earth just like you and I. Amen. He was manifest. That's who He was. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he was a perfect image and type of the Father. Remember what He told Philip in John 14? Philip says, Lord, show us the Father and it suffices us. Amen. He said, it'd be enough. And Jesus said, Philip, have I been so long with you? Have you not recognized who I am? Look, let me read that to you. I don't want to mess it up. John 14. John 14, verse 8. Said, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. He said, everything you've seen me do, praise God, that ain't me, it's Him. I want to say, church, tonight, praise God, everything you've seen me do, praise God, it ain't me, it's Him. To God be the glory. Amen. When I got out of bed this morning, praise God, and went to get my shower and get ready to come to church, praise God, and headed this way, it wasn't me that had that desire, it was God that put that desire in me. Amen. Praise God. He said, believe me that I am in the Father in me, or else made me for the very work's sake. Amen. So we see Christ, He was manifest in the flesh, made clear and plain so that we could see Him. Amen. He was real, praise God. If we could ever realize that Jesus Christ is real. Amen. This book, Brother Billy, it ain't a fairy tale. It ain't something made. Somebody told me the other day, said, well, I don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. So I said, what do you believe it is? He said, I believe it's just a writing that some men wrote. I said, well, you're telling me some men that didn't know anybody, never talked to each other, could write and they would say things that would fit together, and he got 66 books that fit together like a glove, and they were inspired, touched by men that never knew each other. I don't know if men could do that. Amen. Listen, me and Jeff can't have a conversation and him go down the road and write what he said and me write what I said and it both be the same. Amen. It won't be. Our mind can't cover it. We'll add something or leave something out, forget something or remember something that we didn't say. But these men pinned her down in line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and it all fits together like a glove. Amen. And Lord Jesus Christ was manifest in the flesh, manifest in the Word. He was real. Because God said so, amen. Praise the Lord. So that's the who. Who to what? Amen. What? The what is justified in the Spirit. Amen. That's who He said He was. He was justified in the Spirit. Amen. That means to be declared righteous. Amen. The Spirit of God declared the Lord Jesus Christ righteous in the eyes of us. He said, Jesus said, when the Lord said when He spoke out of the cloud, amen, when the Lord came up out of the water, He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Praise God. In the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord was transfigured into his glorified being. Praise God. He talked to Abraham and Elijah, and he said, and Peter said, Lord, I said, can make three turns. And the Lord spoke from heaven, and He said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. Amen. Why? Because God was pleased with His Son. Man, He was manifest. He was declared righteous. Amen. By the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God descended on Him. Amen. The Bible said the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove. Amen. And it abode with him. Yeah, you know, because Mark said in just a little while, praise God, the Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness. Amen. To be tested. 40 days and 40 nights. But the Spirit of God's there with him. Amen. And I believe from the very beginning, Brother Bud, the Spirit of God said, son, we got this. Amen. Glory be God said, I've got power from the Father. We've got her loaded up. Praise God, we're ready for fire. We'll go out and hunt the devil. Amen. Praise God. Brother Chris, he went devil hunting. Amen. Praise God. 40 days, 40 nights stalking around out there, praise God, and he was a hungered. Amen. Hey, praise God, he was ready to have the devil for dinner, praise God. And the guy, he began the devil come along and try to dissuade him, try to persuade him, praise God, and he just pointed to the Father. Amen. He could do nothing. Amen. You fighting the devil, you fighting the world, you fighting the flesh, praise God, just point him to the Father. Amen. Let him do the teaching for you, the instructing to you, praise God. But said he was justified in the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God declared him righteous before the world. Amen. I find nothing wrong with it. Pilate said, I find no fault in him. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll scourge him and set him free. Why'd he scourge some man that had wasn't nothing wrong with it? Hadn't done nothing wrong. Amen. Why, just same ways me and you will try to please the people. Amen. Try to satisfy the throng, the crowd. Amen. Glory be to God. I just lift up his name and say, glory to God, what a Savior. Amen. Say, justified in spirit. Said he was seen of angels. Amen. Bible said he appeared. Could you imagine that throng of angels, Brother Chris, looking down from glory, seeing the Lord Jesus Christ in perfect, a perfect God and a perfect man, praise God, walking through this earth, seeing man's frailties, seeing man's failures, amen, everywhere you look, men's failing and falling and being incomplete and unrighteous before God, and they look down and see the loving Savior, and praise God, he said, look at that, that's Jesus. Amen. Praise God, they said, that's our Savior, praise God, that's the Redeemer of men. Amen, praise God. Bless His holy name. They looked down. What was he? He was justified. He was seen of angels for the glory of God. Amen. They proclaimed His name. And there's, you know, the angels are still proclaiming His name today. Amen. His death, burial, His ascension, His resurrection, His ascension up on high. Praise God. Don't you know I heralded that day when Jesus marched through those gates into that throne to set the right hand of the Father. Those angels, praise God, had been looking on, looking down, praise God, seen that, and boy, don't you know heaven erupted. Amen. I won't say heaven's going to erupt again one day in a little while. Now I'm talking about the mystery of godliness, praise God. One day in a little while, Jesus is going to come out in a cloud with a shout and a trump, say, come up hither, and praise God, we're going to go up and be with Him. Amen. And He's going to take us in there and present us to the Father, and glory to God, that place is going to erupt. Amen. Hallelujah's a roll. Glory to God, won't that be something? Can you imagine? I can only imagine what it's going to be like when we get to heaven. Amen. It's worth fighting for here, praise God, because it's real over there. Amen. He was justified in the Spirit. Man, a scene of angels. Amen. He was preached. Amen. He's not. Hey, if we ain't preaching Jesus, we ain't preaching nothing. Amen. A whole lot of the world today is preaching another Jesus. Yeah, there's a whole lot of preachers. They're preaching that Jesus don't care if you're a sinner or not. That ain't my Jesus. That's another Jesus. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I didn't believe we had those today and there we live. Oh, yeah, they're all around us. They're preaching that you can just live how you want to, do what you want to do, and everything will just be all right because Jesus loves you. I will say Jesus loves you, praise God, but He expects you to strive for perfection. He expects us to try to do right in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. That one day, praise God, He can be proud to call us His own, call us unto Himself, and present us to the Father. Amen. Praise God. By the works that He's done in us. Amen. He said He was preached. Jesus was preached. He's been preached. People's got, you know what it is in this area we live? Jesus has been preached so much that we become hardened to the gospel. Amen. We become hardened to the gospel. We say, I know that preacher. Well, I know we know it. We've heard it all of our life, but when are we going to live it? When are we going to receive it? When are we going to recognize, praise God, it's true? When are we going to recognize how close we are to the end of this thing, to this getting off point? Amen. We're right to the point of Jesus saying, come up hither, praise God. And I'm ready. What about you? Amen. The mystery of godliness. He said He was manifest in the flesh, justified in spirit, seen of angels, and preached. Amen. People were preaching the gospel. For years, for 2,000, over 2,000 years, they've been preaching Jesus. If they preach anything else, they're preaching for naught. Amen. But said not only was He preached, but he said that He was believed on. What did they do? They believed on Him. Amen. Hey, some folks, praise God, I hope there's folks out here that believed on Lord Jesus Christ when He was preaching. Praise God, you believed it. Amen. Don't you believe it? Amen. He's the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. Without Him, we have no hope. But because of Him, we have all the hope in the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. Have confidence. Amen. Because what? Because who Jesus is. Because what He done. Amen. We have the who, we have the what, but what about the when? When is Jesus going to begin His work? He already has. Amen. He's already beginning. He's already completed. He already finished it. We see in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, we said that He's going to be in due time. Amen. So that means He wasn't going to be late. In due time, He said, when it was time, when it was due to happen, praise God, He said Jesus would make it happen. Amen. When God moves in our life, praise God, when it's time for God to move in your life, God will do it in your life, praise God. He'll make it happen. We just got to be expecting Him to. Amen. It says in Mark chapter 1, verse 14, talk about when Jesus began to preach. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 14, He says this, but now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching, what? The gospel of the kingdom of God. And saying, the time is fulfilled, amen, then the kingdom of God is at hand, repent you and believe, what? The gospel, amen. That good news, praise God. He said, praise the Lord. He said, it's time. He said, repent, believe the gospel. Amen. He said, repent, believe the gospel, that good truth of word, that good news of God. You just repent and believe it because the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. It's present. It's ready. But they didn't believe, did they? They didn't believe. The time was there, but they did. They would not believe. In Luke chapter 4, the same deal. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, He said, and the Lord said, Lord's reading out of Isaiah, and He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is in red writing, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now He's reading out of Isaiah, but He's reading about Himself. Amen. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance of the captives, to recover the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And He said, to preach what? The acceptable year of the Lord. He said, it's time. He said, it's time to preach. It's the acceptable year. He said, the time is now. Amen. To get in. I wonder how much the more God is crying out now that the now is the time. This thing's finishing up, it's winding up. How much more is it time to get in now that we might finish well? He says we come to the fullness. Paul says we come to the fullness of time in Galatians chapter 4. In Galatians chapter 4, in verse 4, Paul says this. He said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. But now watch this. To redeem them that were under the law, that He might receive, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Amen. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So Paul said, it's time, praise God, just to accept the sonhood. Just really say, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Give God authority in our lives and control, praise God, and go for His glory. Amen. Pray. When? Now. He said, now's the time. So we have the who, we have the what, we have the when, but we have the where. Where does that all take place at? Somewhere in a land far, far away. In another galaxy. No! He said, in the world. The cosmos, the place where we live, praise God. He said, that's where this is taking place. And said, it's taking place right now. Amen. The mystery of godliness, he said, it's to be had and shared today with one another. He said, God's give it to us, and he's give it to us for his glory. Amen? It's in the world. That's the word. It's right here today. The gospel's being shared all over the country. And we've got more means now than we've ever had. I remember my granddaddy used to wonder how in the book of Revelations he kind of confounded, because he said them two witnesses are going to be preaching, amen, and the whole world's going to see them, and when they die, they're going to send gifts all over the world. And he said, how in the world could that happen? Internet, amen. Technology has brought us to the point that God can fulfill His time, fulfill His Word, praise God, and just like that. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it can all be said and done. Amen? In the world that we live today, God's a finishing. I preached that Wednesday night, by the way, if you're going to get a copy of it. When God finishes it, finishes up. Amen? When He's finished, He's about done. He's about said, it's enough. He said, it is finished. And He'll be done for the final time. Amen? So we see the Word that's in this world in which we live. But why? The why? Why did God do it? The who, what, when, where, and the why. Amen. But He said that He believed on in the world and received up in the glory. Amen. That's the why. Because it's so that God could be received up in the glory. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, that we could be, that He could receive glory when He receives us up. When He takes us up, praise God, just like He went up to be with Him. Because that's what His heart's desire is, that we be with Him where He is. Amen. And He's going to prepare a place for you and I, praise God. Those that prepared for that place. And He's waiting and anxious for us to be there with Him. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He loves us. Amen. He loves us. Then if you've got children, praise God, and you're away from a while, they go camp, they go also, it's a pretty good while before you see them. And when they get to come home, praise God, boy, it just bless your heart. You're excited. Amen. Because you love them and you're going to get to see them. You're going to get to be with them. Amen. Well, how it's the same way with our Lord and our Heavenly Father. Praise, they love us and they're anxious to see us, praise God, and us to be with them where they are. And boy, what a blessing it brings my heart. And Paul continues in this, tells that young Timothy in chapter 6 and verse 14, 15. Amen. He says that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only potentate and the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He said, when God finishes it up, amen, He said, that's the why, praise God, that He might receive all the glory for all that He's done, amen. Praise God, listen, my little measly attempt ain't nothing for God. Amen. But it's all for His glory. He enables us. Listen, He enables us to be here tonight. Amen. And boy, He's blessed us in America. He give us nice homes to eat and sleep in. Nice families, praise God. Good job. He's give us fine automobiles. Amen. That we can shuttle around in, run to and fro. So that's the way it'd be in the last days. Amen. But He also give them to us so we can come down to the house of God and worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. The mystery of godliness, Paul lays it out here for us. He said, this is the what, the who, what, when, where, and the why. He said, it's all about giving God glory. Amen. To God be glory in all that He does. Amen. Because He's doing it all for me and you. Because He loves us with all His heart. Amen. He's there to help us, to guide us, to lead us, to show us the way. He said, that is the mystery of godliness. Not to be hidden, not to be something that's that you got to look into a crystal ball to find. But praise God, it's something that God reveals to us through His Son, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can be partakers in it and of it for His glory. Amen? Let me ask you, why do you do what you do? Amen? In order to be able to say, praise God, without any reservation, I do it for the glory of God. Amen? I am what I am. By the glory of God, amen. It's just because Him. I'm not some low-life scum out in the street somewhere hooked on drugs or alcohol or some other thing, but because of the good mercy of God, because that mystery of godliness was revealed to my heart, and I received who, what, when, where, and why, and praise God, and I receive God, and I give Him the glory and praise for my life. I am what I am by the grace of God, amen. He makes me who I am. You say, well, preacher, that ain't much. Well, it's not much. I'm not much to look at, ain't much, but praise God, I'm glad my Savior is. Amen. He's making me into likeness in of my Lord Jesus Christ. And one day I'm trying my best to be more like Him every day. Amen. I'm like you. I'm contending against the flesh. Amen. It bothers me every day. Like I've said many times, that guy I shave every day gives me more fits than anybody I know. Amen. But glory be to God. God's a helping me. And one day I will persevere. I'll finish my course. And praise God, and I'm putting all my trust in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Because He's already won. He's already contended against the devil, already defeated. He's a defeated foe. And I'm just trusting the Lord to give me that same victory one day in a little while. Amen. Amen. Younger, just keep a looking up. Just keep shouting His praise and giving God glory. Because, praise God, the mystery of godliness is all around us, and we can see His goodness as He begins to speak to us, begins to speak to you, and give you the help, hope, and encouragement that you need. And we just keep praying for each other, lifting each other up, asking Lord Jesus Christ to be our Lord and our Savior, allowing Him to touch us and take us where He'd have us to be. Amen. For His glory.